sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Christmas Eve show, December 24th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Gary, I promise I will get that to you. I've been crazy during the breaks, getting stuff done in between the segments. I will get this to you after the show. On my way up to Sheboygan to see Miss Stacy for my shoulder treatments with her laser pain relief robotic equipment. I will get it to you, I promise. One thing I want to make sure you guys understand, tomorrow, Christmas Day, we will not be on the air. We have Jerry Stewart's Christmas Day show planned for you guys. Hopefully you'll enjoy that while you're sharing time with your family. If you're addicted to the show, you have to listen to the show. Well, it won't be me. It'll be Jerry Stewart. So greatly appreciate Devin Lawrence doing that for us. Celebration of the birth of Christ. Now, I know many people say it didn't happen on December 25th. It didn't happen in the wintertime. I get it. But it's when we celebrate. Because, as you know, he was born. He actually took human form. He was here as a man. He experienced everything that we experienced. One of the best TV shows I absolutely love is The Chosen. If you haven't seen it yet, start watching it. Please consider doing it. The life of Jesus, right before he started performing miracles, choosing his disciples, coming out basically to the world as the Son of God. If you haven't seen The Chosen yet, I highly recommend it. You can see it on YouTube. You can find it on the app, smart TV on your phone. You can send it to your TV. There's all kinds of way to watch The Chosen. Even Amazon Prime now has The Chosen. Currently, there's 4 seasons, 8 episodes per season that are already out there for you to enjoy. Well, season 5 has been shot. They're in the final stages of editing and getting it out. It'll come out in theaters first, then it'll be available free to the public on the app, YouTube page, YouTube channel, other locations. But I'd like you to start, maybe consider this a new tradition at Christmas time. You know, at Easter, we always watch Charlton Heston, The Ten Commandments. Start a Christmas tradition of watching The Chosen. The life of Jesus, roughly about 32, 33 years old, when he started choosing his disciples. He already knew who he was going to have as his disciples. He already knew who was destined to be in his life, to be sitting at his side. But when he encountered them, he looked at them and said, "Follow me." And this show literally shows their decisions to drop everything they're doing, drop their livelihood. Matthew was a tax collector for the Romans. Mary, when she starts in the first episode, Mary of Magdala, just watch it. Start a new tradition on Christmas of watching The Chosen with your family. Start with season 1, episode 1. Maybe watch a couple of them. Consider doing that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Toski wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number 3. On Monday, we're talking with MERS News Service. State Representative Brian Possumus, Republican from Rockford, talked with MERS News Service about his intention for a constitutional amendment here in the state of Michigan to our Michigan State Constitution It would require proof of citizenship that you are, in fact, a U.S. citizen, and photo ID to be able to vote in elections. In addition, he talked about the post-lame duck session, the debacle by the Democrats. When talking about proof of citizenship, photo ID, Possumus said, quote, you know, a lot of people will say, well, those are both already in law, end quote. Well, frankly, actually, they're not. So anyone that tells you that this is either being disingenuous is straight up lying, Possumus said. He said Republicans believe it should be easy to vote, but very difficult to cheat. While Democrats believe it should be as easy as possible to vote and don't really care whether or not there are guardrails to prevent improper voting here in the state of Michigan. He said this was shown in the last election, citing an incident where a University of Michigan student voted. Where was his citizenship? China. He was not a U.S. citizen. Jocelyn Benson allowed a foreign national ballot to be counted. That actually happened. That's a fact. And it needs to be addressed. Well, here is the problem, Brian. Next year, the Democrats will still have the majority in the Senate. Why? Because state senators, folks, are four-year terms. Unlike the state representatives who have to run for re-election or election every 2 years, senators are up with the midterm elections with the governors. Next election of 2026 is a midterm election. Until then, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the 20 Democrats out of 38 state senators will still control the Senate. Potsmith said, though, he believes he can get a unanimous support for a constitutional amendment from his Republican majority chamber, in hopes that even some Democrats will support it. I can't believe, Possumus said, that Democrats want foreign nationals voting in our elections. People who aren't even U.S. citizens. This is a problem that the Democrats have created. The main head person, Democrat at the top of our government, Jocelyn Benson, is the one that's allowed it to happen. They created this problem. Even though I genuinely believe that it was not intentional, and so I expect, I hope, that they then will be joining me in helping to address this problem they created. You see, there's one thing you have to understand. Our founding fathers made it clear that only naturalized citizens, when our country was founded, nobody was an American per se as far as their birthright unless they were born here. Some of our founding fathers weren't born in the United States. Some of them came to America, to our colonies. Some were born here, some weren't. Well, you couldn't vote unless you were a U.S. citizen. They had a process called naturalization, which is what most foreigners do when they come to this country. They get a work visa. They decide that they would want to become a citizen. They study. For the test, they take the test, they get sworn in, to be a citizen. Then you have the right to vote. That's the process. You're either born here or you're naturalized. That's per our Constitution, folks. Our U.S. Constitution. A Chinese citizen voted in our November 5th election, and Jocelyn Benson allowed the vote to be counted. That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. Well, we don't know which ballot was his. After we tore up the stub, Trucker, there's no way of determining it. Well, this needs to be a constitutional amendment. Put it on the ballot and let's vote on it. And I got to believe, I agree with Brian Possumus, I believe some Democrats will even support this. Karen Whitsitt type Democrats. They don't want foreigners coming to America voting. They're not U.S. citizens. Therefore, you're not allowed to vote. We have a Canadian-born citizen in our family. One of our daughters married a Canadian. He's, I don't believe, ever become a naturalized citizen. He can't vote. Even though he has a very liberal opinion about our politics, he doesn't really like to talk to me about it because I out-debate him every single time. He stays away from politics when he talks to me. He don't want to talk politics with Chuck or Randy in any way, shape, or form. But guess what? He doesn't get the vote. He can have an opinion, and I can explain to him how he's wrong on every single opinion he has when it comes to politics. So he's learned to just avoid politics with Randy. Don't talk to my father-in-law when it comes to politics. But here's the point. And I agree with Brian Possumus. Something has got to be done. Now, with the Democrats, folks, staying in control of the Senate by a two-seat majority, this governor, anything they passed legislatively in the House, the 20 Democrats wouldn't pass it in the Senate. Although, technically, you'd only have to flip two Democrats. Do we have two Democrat senators that would vote with the 18 Republicans for this? Oh, it doesn't matter. Why? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer would never sign it into law. So guess what? It needs to be put on the ballot, it needs to be voted on, and it needs to be a constitutional amendment. And they can do it in the House. They can absolutely do a legislative referendum and put it on the ballot for us. I don't know, would it be 2026? Yeah, that's the next general election, the midterms. I don't think it has to be a presidential election. I think it could be on the ballot in 2026. Pass it, amend our Constitution, and require proof of citizenship and photo ID. If you want to vote in Michigan, that's what needs to be done. Because Jocelyn Benson allowed the citizen from China, a student at the University of Michigan, to vote and allow the vote to be counted, violated our U.S. Constitution, violated our state constitution, violated all of our election laws. This woman allowed this foreign national to violate our laws, and she did nothing about it. And of course, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, she's not going to charge Jocelyn Benson with violating any of our laws. Well, technically, she didn't do it. The Chinese student did. But she's the Secretary of State. She allowed it. Well, you know what? It was one vote. It didn't really matter. Trump still won. So, Trucker, shut up. Stop talking about this. No, I'm not going to stop talking about this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to Brian Possumus. I'm going to have him on the show to talk about his idea. After the holidays, probably after the New Year's, I plan to have Brian on the show sometime in January. You know what? Maybe I'll reach out to him and see if he'll come on between Christmas and New Year's. That's what I'll do. Yeah, maybe I can have him on the show on Monday, December 30th. Well, in addition to this idea, Brian Posehn also had some ideas about this lame duck and the Democrats' performance. Posehn said it solidified Republicans are the party of the working men and women of Michigan, and Democrats are now officially the party of the elitist. He said this sentiment was shown by the results of the election. While Democrats doubled down during their lame duck session, when they refused not to take up the Michigan Supreme Court's decision that basically rewrote the tip wage law issue. He said service workers, well over 100,000 workers in the state of Michigan, are going to see a pay cut or perhaps the losing of their jobs because of the inaction of the Democrats in Lansing. End quote, said Posehn. When talking about the incoming speaker, Matt Hall, and his decision to have the Republicans boycott the House session, when Democrats decided that there were going to be zero conversations about the tip wage law and would rather instead focus on transgender driver's licenses and gas tax increases. He said every single Republican in the House caucus supported Matt Hall's decision, backed Hall up, and walked out, refusing to go back to the House chamber. He said the Democrats represent the elites. They represent their labor union bosses, and they absolutely do not care about the average man and woman in Michigan, especially those who work for a living. Solely, this issue was at play. You saw that front and center. Two issues that needed to be addressed was the fixing of the tip wage law as changed by the Michigan Supreme Court and the earned sick time bill. Posehn went on to say, these two issues, if we don't address them before February, are going to cause people to lose their jobs, get cutbacks in their hours, and put some small businesses out of business. The earned sick time bill alone could shut down some small operations. Democrats don't care about jobs. They don't care about the working men and women of Michigan. They only care about their union bosses. Labor union has too much power over the Democrats. Well, why is that, Brian? Because the union bosses only donate to Democrats for their reelection. Of course they're loyal and obligated to them. They are their puppet masters. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.